Inside the Cross Podcast.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? Steven Berger here from Inside Lacrosse, fired up. I'm kicking off another Inside Lacrosse Preps podcast. I mentioned last week as we head into this fall series, I'm going to be getting on this stand, this microphone, this soapbox as much as I can to more importantly deliver as much information, educate our fans, the student athletes out there, the coaches, and just really embrace the fact that Inside Lacrosse is the number one source in the sport when it comes to the news, the latest and greatest within our game. So I'm excited to be here. You know, as we get into winter, we're going to start talking about indoor lacrosse. You know, people start to get into the rise of box lacrosse, so on and so forth. But, you know, the fall season now tends to be our second season. And it tends to be something that is particularly something that is taking over in a new generation of our game and our sport, I think, in a positive way. And we'll kind of go through those items as we talk. But I do want to bring up that there is a larger shift as we enter the fall season. Today's guest to really talk about this with me is a guy inside our walls here at Inside Lacrosse. He's a very reputable, very respectable, and very knowledgeable man of the game, and that is Josh Davey, our Inside Lacrosse coordinator. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Berg.
Yeah, man. Josh, bringing you in as we're talking, we'll get into a lot of things as it relates to the fall, but, you know, as I just mentioned, the fall seems like a second season for these athletes, and just trying to get a sense of your thought on it, you know, being a full-time employee at Inside Lacrosse, running the event scene, but also just your relationship with the sport, you know, as a young kid all the way till through your college ranks. The fall's changed, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, whether people are playing football or basketball in the winter. It's nice to know that there's always an option for the guys who don't play that to play lacrosse full-time and really work on the game that, you know, they love. It's definitely a good thing to get out there and play some other sports. But at the same time, you know, keeping that stick in your hand is never a bad thing. And, you know, as the game continues to grow and these teams in college and MLL continue to – you know, expand and get better. I think, you know, the more these kids can play lacrosse year round, it's not a bad thing, you know, as long as they're doing some other stuff as well. So definitely exciting time for the sport.
Definitely. You know, and just to give Josh, you know, a few minutes to kind of give him a background where he's from, you know, what this passion of the game has really lend itself to work at Inside Lacrosse. You've been here a little bit over a year now, Josh.
Yep.
You know, and as I mentioned, he's been a huge asset, a big integral piece of our events team. And, you know, now as Inside Lacrosse has really jumped into this, event landscape, and really taken a nice piece of real estate out of it, you know, you've been a big part of that. And I think, the fans like to know, really, where are you coming from? You know, why do you love this game? Give us a little background of who you are, where you're from, and, you know, again, as you bring a lot to the table here, your role at Inside Lacrosse.
Yeah, awesome. So, Baltimore boy, born and raised, grew up a little 25 minutes north of the city in Owings Mills. You know, played lacrosse growing up, right for Reisterstown Rec. Ended up going to public school, Owings Mills High School, where I played for 4 years. You know, not the best program in the world, but had a great group of buddies, and some good coaches. In the club scene that kind of, you know, pushed me in the right direction. I ended up getting recruited to a couple schools. Went to Lynchburg College, one of the greatest decisions I ever made in my entire life. Love that place. You can ask Berger, you know I talk about it all the time.
D3 represent.
All day.
Yep.
And love that place. Had some success there. You know, made the NCAA tournament in my last 2 years there, which was a pretty cool thing that a lot of guys, you know, I think need to experience. It was awesome. Worked in the events kind of scene after I graduated, and found myself Inside Lacrosse a year later. You know, we've put on some awesome events that I think we're all really proud of, and you know, just the game gives so much to so many people in so many different ways that you know, it's a blessing to, you know, have the opportunity to work at Inside Lacrosse and, you know, be able to walk to get a cup of coffee with a lacrosse stick in my hand and, you know, really just be totally entrenched in the sport. So I consider myself really lucky and, you know, I'm really fired up for the next couple months and what Inside Lacrosse is bringing to the table, you know, editorially, event-wise. So it's going to be the next year, certainly be on the lookout for IL because we're doing some pretty awesome things over here.
That's a great lead-in, too, is we talk about the fall. You know, not only are we talking about the recruiting platform, high school athletes, but this is a big part of, you know, the college game now, too. You know, college players and programs, first time they're out on the field. You know, we as fans, I know our staff here editorially is drooling, licking their chops because this is the first time they're able to see these recruiting classes show up. What are these kids made of? What's the hype about? You know, I think the coaches are a little looser in the fall as they're trying to get, you know, the camaraderie built, you know, really get the understanding of what their team goals are, you know, what kind of team do they actually have. So I think it's a very exciting part, and that then lends to, you know, this other piece that we talk about, and, you know, with the large hype in the college game, the high school athlete then now sees that, I think, you know, and really understands how much, as you mentioned, how important it is to be a part of a college program, you know, as also as important it is to achieve goals such as going to a top school, going to a school like you mentioned, Lynchburg, one of the best decisions in your life. There's a place for everyone, as we talk about a lot on this show. But, you know, the hype in the college game, I think, creates a lot of hype in the high school game as well. And the recruiting game, you know, stirs that up. Inside Lacrosse being right behind that, you know, and for you to shine some light on what we do different than other events. Why are we so successful and just been, you know, straight out, why are we, you know, sort of taking a next real estate, you know, a next claim in this event scene?
I think that the recruiting is a big topic. People want to know about it, and the fact that we are Inside Lacrosse, the source of the sport, is a huge advantage for us. We have an awesome editorial team, an award-winning editorial team that can go to our events and provide the same coverage that we provide at the Final Four and the MLL Championship, even on a more so because we're in Baltimore. We hold our summer events in Baltimore. You know, our whole staff is out there. We have someone on every field. We're doing interviews with kids. Kids are committing at our events. You know, it's really an accumulation of a lot of hard work over the summer, especially, you know, throughout the summer with our different sessions. You know, it's just an awesome place to bring a lot of really good teams for our events. And, you know, it's just been it's been a good summer, and really looking forward to the fall.
Yeah, so the fall, you know, as we shift gears, we'll hit on summer because, as you mentioned, we, you know, Terry Foy says this a lot, you know, and he brings to light exactly that exposure that you mentioned because I don't think that kids realize, you know, not necessarily just the importance of it, but how this allows our sport to grow. You know, the media exposure that kids from non-traditional areas or traditional areas to be able to be seen online, to be able then to give some larger press to these club programs that have formed and that continue to grow. I think that obviously does great things for kids. You know, they get the exposure that they want. But I also think it allows our sport really to grow. You know, and we're going to areas that are growing continually. And we're trying to partner with groups that can help us, you know, make our event seem the best. So you mentioned, yeah, we just came out of a summer scene. I think we had over, you know, 80-plus teams, over three events, our biggest event being the last one of the summer, which is over 40 teams, all high school, you know, age. And like you had said, our staff lands on those facilities at that site, and we live there for 3 days. You know, we try to make the best experience for the kids, for the coaches, both club and both high school, and also we work hard to make the college guys feel welcomed, wanted, and give them the best information they can about the kids on the field.
I think that's another advantage is the organization, because Inside Lacrosse is a full-time, we have a full-time staff editorially and on the event side, is that the organization from top to bottom, you know, coming from other, you know, events that I've been a part of in the past before IL, you know, the organization and, you know, just the quality of the coaches' booklets, the, you know, we have TVs at our events with the scoreboards for each age group, the kind of extra, the passion that our staff has for the game and, you know, for just putting on an awesome event and the high quality event is, bar none, that, you know, the best in the country. And I think that, that really is what separates, alongside the, you know, the exposure factor, is what really separates our events and why people are, you know, continually giving us compliments and they want to come back. So we're looking forward to growing that even more so in the next couple of years.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of events out there, you know, and of course we're biased, you know, but I think we're biased because we do live and breathe it. We do see the outcome and the result, not just from our, in our offices, but the conversations that we have with our partners or with the club coaches, the players themselves. You know, it seems like just, it's an amazing sort of new growth inside lacrosse. And as you mentioned, you know, we're not really slowing down, you know, and we're gearing up for a fall sort of series. So let's give our fans, you know, a little bit of a snapshot of what they can expect and really, you know, what we're doing as a company this fall. You know, we are kind of packing our bags. We're getting ready to basically venture out to different parts of the country and host one-day events similar to our summer events, but one-day events in different sites. And I want to let Josh give a highlight of this because you live it and breathe it. You know, you are you're on the phone every day. You're working with our staff here every day to, you know, tighten these up, grow the numbers, make contacts, and build relationships in these areas. So give me a little snapshot. Let our listeners know, where are we going first in our prospect days? Because we have two events this year, right?
Yep.
We have prospect days and we have invitationals. So let's kick off with the prospect days. What can we expect of these? Where are we going?
So it's pretty cool to be able to kind of, I think a goal of Inside Lacrosse, you know, as the media source, is also just to grow the game. So it's cool to be here in Baltimore for the summer, but the fall is something we get really excited about to, like we said, pack our bags and kind of hit the road and see some non-traditional hotbeds of lacrosse and see what these kids got. And, you know, there are a lot of kids coming from these non-traditional areas. So the first place we're headed to is St. Louis, Missouri. We went last year. We had an awesome turnout, great college coach turnout as well. On September 26th, we'll be out there at Creveport Park in Maryland Heights. A week later will be Saturday, October 3rd, in Kernersville, North Carolina, at Cash Bagley Lacrosse Facility. Fired up to see some of the Carolina boys. There's a lot of great talent coming out of there these days. A week later, you know, we're going every week here. A week later, we're up in Franklin and Marshall for the Mid-Atlantic Prospect Day. We're excited. They have great facilities over there as well. We're really excited about that one. It's a new one this year. Have a great college coach turnout already. So going to draw from Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey. We got guys coming from all over for that one. Really excited about that.
Boys and girls.
Yep,
at that
absolutely.
One, right?
Yep. We're excited about that, to have the girls one there as well. On October 17th, the next week, next Saturday, we will be at Dublin Jerome High School in Dublin, Ohio. Fired up about that. Have had a lot of great talent come out of the Midwest as well recently, so that's going to be another big one for us. Really excited about that one and another new one. The next day, we're going to be in upstate New York as well. There will also be a girls' one that weekend up at Henniger High School in Syracuse, so that's something to be on the look out for as well for girls and guys. Another one we did last year that had a great turnout. Really excited about that one. And then the one I think, you know, the most fun I think I probably had last year was going out to Texas, and the place where you don't, you know, it's still up and coming, but where football is still king, especially in the fall, I think is something that I like more. You've really got to strap the boots on and kind of grind down there, because it's tough to get kids away from football, but they're making some serious leeway in lacrosse. And so we'll be down in Dallas and Southlake, Texas, on the football capital of Texas. Southlake got a great football program down there. But I've met some great people down there, and they're passionate about the game. And so October 25th, we'll be down there on that Sunday, fired up to get after it with some of the boys from Texas and see what they got. And, you know, have some partnerships with some people, Front Rush this fall. So, you know, it is a dark period for Division I coaches in September and October. So we are partnered with Front Rush, so every college coach will have access to every single game played, every minute of game played throughout the fall. So we're excited about that as well. And, you know, it's nice to be able to just pick up your bags on a Friday, head somewhere Saturday, and be back in Baltimore to watch the Ravens on Sunday.
That's
which
true.
Is a big thing also. But, no, it's exciting. It's a good time of year. You know, it gets a little cold. Got to see what these kids are made of, you know, whether you're going to throw on the leggings or not, whether you're going to have the sweatshirt, the hoodie underneath your pads or not. But it's an awesome time of year, and it's really cool for, you know, me as a big fan of the game to hit these non-traditional hotbeds and really just see how the game is growing and you know, where the game is headed in the next, you know, 5 years or so.
So we're going to some great places. I mean, St. Louis, North Carolina. We're right in the heartbed of Franklin and Marshall, beautiful Lancaster. You know, a bunch of mid-Atlantic prospects can come down in there. The Midwest, booming, as you mentioned. Upstate, can't get away from those boys, right?
Yep,
I mean, they're always going to be growing the game up there. And then you mentioned just going down to Texas. You know, it's always great to see the sport grow there. You know, yes, we arrive. Yes, we cover it. But what are these guys, what are they in store for? You know, what can they expect when they attend, you know, other than some great talent, you know, that we try to obviously, you know, get at our events, right? So you're surrounded by great talent. All right. What can I expect now as an athlete? I'm showing up that day. I got my gear on. You know, I wore it in the car on the way because I was so excited. I got my mouthpiece in. I'm waiting for, you know, what's next. What can you talk me through, through? What am I going
to
expect now?
You're going to roll up to, you know, at Creveport Park in St. Louis on that morning. You're going to check in with, you know, Ashley and some of our staff over here. And you're going to get there. You're going to have a practice with the college coach. So every player is going to be kind of divided into age group. You're going to be given a college coach for the day who's going to run you through an hour college-style practice, full speed, to kind of get you acquainted with your other teammates. So you're not going to know. These are individual events. So you're not going to know these guys.
Working on stick work, working on some shooting.
Exactly. Getting
maybe
to know
some
names.
X's and O's, IQ stuff.
Exactly.
Get your feet wet. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're going to have an hour
break
coach.
Break a sweat.
You know it.
All right.
An hour practice with your coach. Then you're going to play three showcase games. Your coach is going to coach you throughout the day for those three games. There'll be four teams in your division. You'll play three games. You have to play every team once. And that's where, you know, you kind of take it on your own. You're playing. You finally, you know, have a practice. You know some other guys in your team. But you're there to, you know, be seen by college coaches, be seen by the inside lacrosse staff. So you really, you know, you get after it for three games. We're done around 5 o'clock. Get a quick dinner in you. You're ready to go. Your Saturday's in the books. You leave the tank empty at the end of the day, and you're ready to rock.
I mean, I think I can do that, and as long as I go prepared, right? Obviously, you mentioned I'm going to be coached, you know, so that's always a positive thing to know that I'm going to have somebody with an IQ out there who's going to not just stand there at the box and usher guys in, but you're having coaches show up to give some informative IQ, motivation, of course, which I think is something that is different. It separates itself. But also, it sounds like once the games get underway, you know, yeah, it's upon me to really start to showcase my own skills. And that's not just being an individual player. We all know, fans, we talk about it all the time. Going out, strapping on the boots, playing a team game, it's what's going to get you to be seen. And so I think this platform that you just mentioned, if I have three games, you know, there's a good shot that I'm going to be able to showcase, you know, what I'm made of, whether I'm fresh as a daisy,
yep,
or whether I'm a little tired, you know, because I think that's the glory. And then what I used to love is just to be able to, yeah, play. But now I'm learning from a coach who's got great education. I'm playing around different players who I may not normally play against or with, right? And I can learn things from those kids, that coach. And really probably learn a lot from the event itself.
Absolutely. And having, I think, another just added value is, you know, some of these areas where, you know, coaching might not be exactly where it is up, you know, over here in Baltimore and Long Island, some of these places, to have a college coach travel to St. Louis to coach some kids and give them, you know, who the guy has played the game his whole life, is another just extremely added value for the kids. And, you know, to have that college coach in your ear throughout a whole day, you know, you can learn a lot in one day for some of these guys who might be a guy who's just playing freshman year, hasn't played a freshman year game yet, hasn't played
right.
a game in the spring. You know, I think that's invaluable for some of these guys.
Now, these are all high school-aged events, folks. You know, so we're talking your 2016, 2017s, 2018s, 2019s. So any of you listening out there, you know, make sure you go on to www.insidelacrosse.com/event/recruiting. you'll find all the dates for these prospect days. You can individually sign up for these. You know, in hurry, make moves fast. You know, spaces are filling up, and you know, we will cap these events as we get closer to our deadlines.
Yep.
So, you know, make sure you check those out. Again, as Josh mentioned, you know, there are if you're playing the sport, you know, we're going to areas where you can get there. And we want to make it easy for the non-traditional areas. We want to go out to these areas and cover the game. So we hope that all the best athletes, all the best kids out there that want to be seen and want to play in a top event, check out the IL Fall Recruiting Prospect Days. You know, I'm fired up. I'm going to a few of them. And, you know, I know that I'll be there, obviously, working with the IL team, keeping my eyes on a swivel with some of the top talent, you know, working closely with NCSA and speaking on behalf of them to let athletes know about what they can do within this recruiting process. But, yeah, I'm amped up like you are, Josh. And, you know, if there are questions, if there are things that you want to know, check out the website. Again, www.insidelacrosse.com/event/recruiting. A lot of great information, a lot of details. And there's also contact information on there to reach our events team, who's available really 24/7 for you guys. So we got the prospect days. You know, I balled out. I played my butt off at the Mid-Atlantic event. You know, I was seen. I felt good about it. You know, and I'm seeing some information on these invitationals. What's the deal with the invitationals now? I see there's two of them. There's one in New England, and there's one down in the Southeast. You know, what separates the prospect day and the invitational?
So the invitationals are in what we, you know, the Division I period. They are allowed to be, coaches are allowed to evaluate after, you know, November 1st or so. So we're having two invitationals. You have to be nominated or invited for these events. So,
nominated or invited by?
So, by a college coach, by a high school coach, by a club coach, by your mom, by your dad. You have to be nominated. The good thing about Inside Lacrosse is that.
My dad would definitely nominate
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Big Ed would be all over this.
He would be all over it.
He would be all over this. So the good thing that, you know, Inside Lacrosse, the source of sport, we have information, we have rankings and all these players. We know who the kids we want to see. Another great, you know, advantage of this for our staff is that we can invite kids that we want to see that help, you know, inform our rankings and kind of just all of our recruiting content together. So our first one's going to be November 7th up at Brown University. Gorgeous up there. We were there last year. It was a little cold, but we were there last year. We had awesome turnout college coaches. Probably, you know, in our first year we had probably 125 guys come out there and play. Representing some awesome high schools, some awesome club teams. Had about 20 Division I coaches there, you know, in our first event. We were pretty fired up about that. I know a lot of kids got a lot of great looks. So if you are interested in that, there are still spots available also. Like Berger said, you go to ilinvitational.com or www.insidelacrosse.com/event/recruiting. Have your coach nominate you to play in that. It's going to be an awesome event, a really kind of a marquee event of the fall. You're not going to want to miss that. We already have some awesome guys registered and in there, and you know, like you said, spots are getting filled up quick, so that's going to be an awesome one up in the New England area, drawing from a lot of great programs. A week later, we'll be down in Atlanta for the IL Southeast Invitational, same format. So these formats are also going to be a 2016-17 combined division, an 18 division, and a 19 division, each in their own. So we're excited about that, see some of these young guys get some looks by some of these top schools. But it's also a great, if you're a division guy who's 2016, hasn't committed yet, don't need to be panicking at all. I certainly had not committed at this point in my senior year. Berger, nope. I think you can say the same. So it's so just a great opportunity for anyone who wants to be seen, you know, get nominated, send you an invite. You know, our staff will take a look at everything you send us, and, you know, hopefully you'll get an invite to one of these things, and it's going to be a premier event, something you're not going to want to miss. So definitely make sure you're checking out info on it. A lot of college coaches already signed up to be there. So, you know, it's great
and
for
that
our
is
staff
in that, that is in that period
right.
where, you know, as opposed to the prospect days, a dark period, you know, so it's not as you may not see as many particularly. But when you turn that page on these invitationals, the gate opens a little bit more. And there seems to be a lot more, obviously, investment in that November period to get out there. The college game, usually the fall ball is kind of slowed down, and some more athletes are getting on campus. And so this time period seems like it is sort of that next phase, you know, kind of next to the summer, but next phase of opportunity to see a kid maybe another time or see a kid first that you've never seen before. So, yeah, I think, you know, when you talk about the locations of these two events, I think that they are obviously in two areas that have a ton of athletes, a ton of prospects. And so, you know, I know that we'll see over 200 plus, you know, phenomenal kids within the Northeast, you know, and down in the Southeast. And if I'm a Mid-Atlantic kid, I'm not sure which one I would want to go to, you know, whether I want to, if I'm invited, to go up to New England, you know, I just think it's cool to play, you know, some of those kind of play, but then also thinking, man, I could go down to the Southeast, probably a little bit warmer, you know, play with some different style of players, different coaches, you know, so it's really, I think, cool that we are kind of having two completely different areas, and probably have, you know, some of the same coaches showing up, but probably a lot of different coaches showing up at these two different events, which is great, because that just shows our growth, you know, and how we're able to bring different people together from different areas, and try to, I think the Southeast is 2 days.
2 days, yep, Saturday, Sunday.
2 days. So, you know, the factor that there's a lot more value for those Southeast athletes to get out on the field and play a couple more games on that Saturday, Sunday.
We even have some guys from, you know, Florida and Georgia who are coming up to New England who might be interested in an NESCAC school, you know. So, you know, coaches are going to travel, but at the same time, it's never a bad thing to get in their backyard if you want to go to a Tufts or an Amherst or, you know, somewhere up there, you know, a Hofstra, somewhere closer to New England, Brown. You know, we're on beautiful Brown's campus. It's amazing facilities. They do an awesome job up there. Great facilities, easy for coaches to watch games. So, you know, certainly something you want to keep your eye on. And, you know, like we said, spots are running out. So make sure you're getting some info on there and reaching out to us so we can get you hooked up for one of these events this fall.
I love it. I love it. I think the other last two components I want to hit on. One is we just recently had a couple partnerships we dialed in on, which I think are going to bring a lot of value to our game, to our event scene. The first, teaming up with the Face Off Academy athletes again. You know, Beast, Jerry Raganese, Chris Mattis, Fowler. Those four guys will be packing their bags and doing a training session at each of our prospect days as well as at our invitationals. So this is an opportunity for kids that are Face Off guys or potentially interested in learning about facing off, how to take your game to the next level at the X. But they will be showing up to host these trainings. It's a small additional cost, but to have the opportunity to have a 90-minute session with the best in the game before you even go out and perform, I think can only help your game, your skills, and your knowledge around that. So, Face Off Academy, we had them this summer.
Yep, did an awesome job.
Did an awesome job bringing them back in on the fall. So, you know, check out the Face Off Academy website for those training days if you're interested in registering for those. We'll also have information on our site about those as well. The second partnership is also, I think, a unique one. It's different, and that's with the NILOA, National Intercollegiate Lacrosse Officials Association. These are the college officials who are teaming up, partnering with Inside Lacrosse this fall to host trainings and observations at each of our events. Just as you athletes, student athletes, and coaches look to improve their game, the officials are looking to do the same. And so in order for us to kind of raise the bar, we felt, why not bring in, you know, some of the best officials in the game to train and observe some of these officials in the non-traditional areas who are looking to increase their ranks in the officiating world. So we know that this partnership with the college officials can only improve the value, is obviously going to keep, you know, guys, I think, safer when it comes down to it, because you're going to have guys out there looking to make themselves better, keep the game safe, hold the integrity of the game, and really grow it, you know, and grow it. So I'm fired about that, about those two partnerships that we've just dialed in. And I think they are going to separate, as we continue to do, separate ourselves, you know, from the other fall events out there. In closing, you know, any comments, any last bit, shout outs, or You know, any opportunity here for you to kind of give your last little pitch on why you, if you are sitting here again selling me, why would I want to go to this? Why would I want to go to these events?
I think that from top to bottom, we're just a well-run event. We're going to have everything you're looking for. I know guys are looking to be seen by college coaches. The coaches are going to be there, whether it's through Front Rush or they're going to be there in person coaching you on the sidelines watching. Coaches are going to be there. Organization from top to bottom, you know, your games are going to be on time. You're going to get an awesome penny from Unitas. They have some great gear for sale as well there, which is just an awesome added value. The Nyloas thing is awesome. I mean, to have the best refs to continue to grow the game, you know, whether it's refs, players, coaches, whatever it is, we're just doing the right – I really think we're doing the right thing, and we're going about it the right way. And, you know, it's going to be an awesome opportunity to be seen on Inside Lacrosse. And, you know, as much as you may not think so, we have published rosters for these events in the past, and – coaches have shown up that day because of they've seen some of the kids who have come. So it's an awesome, really a really unprecedented opportunity to be seen by our staff, by college coaches. You know, give yourself some love, some press in Inside Lacrosse. We're coming to see you guys. So we really want to see some of the best players out there. I think it's just going to be a really great opportunity. If you don't know anything about it, please go on the website and find out. From a guy who played Division III lacrosse, I wish these kind of things were, you know, it was back then, it was a lot more different than it was now, and it wasn't too long ago. So really fired up about this, really passionate about it. We got an awesome staff, Robin, Ashley, D-Fly, Berger. You know, we're fired up about it to come out and pack our bags, and it's going to be an awesome fall. We're excited about it.
Awesome. Well, fans, remember to tune in. Always, you can always find the latest and greatest information on our social media platforms. We do have an at IL Invitational. Yep. Make sure you follow us there. At @inside_lacrosse or at @IL_gear. And then, of course, I have to give shout out to our at IL women and our at IL preps. So check out those. Follow us on Twitter. Hit us up on Instagram and like us on Facebook. You know, and again, for the most latest and greatest information as it relates to the event, check out www.insidelacrosse.com/event/recruiting. So as I like to do before I close out every show, I like to give, you know, a little song. Why don't I pose this with you? If you were to be in a tunnel right now, you're getting ready to rock out to a huge, you're getting ready to be announced for a huge game. The smoke is going, you know, a couple of the other teammates already went out. Right now, to go out, what would be your pregame song? What would it be when they would announce Josh Davey? Fireworks go off. What song goes on?
It's tough. I want to give the shout out to the Legend 52 and get a little hot in here going Nelly. But that was Ray's. I'll let him have that. I'll let him keep that one.
Okay.
I might have to go with Motley Crue. A little shout the devil, maybe.
Okay. Okay. We're going to hard rock. I like it. Let me see if I can dial that in, and we will get you announced for your big pregame song here, Josh Davey. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the week. Tune in to more podcasts, and make sure you sign up today for our IL Prospect Days and get nominated for the IL Invitationals. We'll talk to you soon. We're out. Inside Lacrosse Podcast.